here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Longhorns on Stampede. Now and then in the old Southwest, a sleepy little town nestled in some out-of-the-way valley close by a cattle range. Such a town was Longhorn, population 300. Seldom did Longhorn see any strangers, but now, as our story opens, six hard-looking men ride along the single street. Mace Leather, killer and cattle rustler, has come to town.
Quite a town, eh, Mace?
Yeah.
We ought to wake it up a little, huh?
Well, not now, Fox. Later on, maybe. After we run some of them cattle out there up into one of the canyons.
We do that tonight?
Yeah. Sun will be going down pretty soon now. Then we'll get busy.
Hey, look. Is that old geezer sitting out front of the jail, the marshal?
Must be. Wearing a star. That young one over on the bench must be his deputy. You know, Fox, I always wanted to rustle cattle wearing a marshal star.
Good idea, Mace.
I can't think of no better place for that old goat than to be in his own jail. Oh, boy. You, Fox, watch that deputy so he don't make no trouble.
Sure, Mace.
Hey, Marshal, wake up.
Who are you, hombre?
What do you want? First off, I'll take that star.
Now you give me that star back.
Sure. Take it.
Give me that or I'll draw on you.
Go right ahead.
Watch your Macy's.
You killer.
Maybe you'd like to draw on me, deputy.
No, I ain't gunfighting 6-1. But I sure know where I can find somebody who will gunfight you. Get up there. Come on down.
Hey, Lance, you and Walt go after that young squirt. You better get him.
Right, Mace. Come on.
I don't know whether I killed this old buzzard or not. That don't make no difference. Some of you hombres take him into the jail and throw him into a cell. I'm beginning to enjoy myself in this town.
You arrived to see Marshal Danforth, Cisco? No?
Si, Pancho. Be good to see Marshal Danforth again. Not seen him for nearly 5 years.
He old man now, Cisco.
Oh, si. He's getting old, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But at one time, he was one of the finest, the bravest sheriffs in the whole West.
Brave sheriff.
Si. And according to the last letter I had from him, he is still in law enforcement work as marshal of the town of Longhorn.
We made our company, Cisco.
Si.
And that means we stay in this country a while, huh? Well,
we'll stay around for a few days and visit with Marshal Danforth and meet some of his friends.
Good. Pancho like to rest for a while.
Do us both good, Pancho.
Rider come this way, Cisco.
Oh, si. Far behind him, two more riders.
You come right this way, too.
Si. Ho, devil. Ho, ho, ho.
Can you ride to town with me quick? The marshal's been gunned down.
Marshal Danforth has?
Yeah, and them two hombres coming here are part of his gang. They're riding to get me, too.
Well, they stopped now, Senor Deputy, and they not come no nearer.
I ain't scared of two of them, but six was too many. I knew your camp was out this way, Cisco. I rode by this noon and saw you from a distance. Will you come with me?
Si, we will.
Bandidos turn around. Ride back, Cisco.
Coyotes, the Mavericks. Let us ride after them. Up, devil, come on.
Come on. We not can catch them at this distance, Cisco.
Perhaps not. We'll give them something to think about. Diablo!
Go!
Did you throw him into a cell, Fox?
Yeah, he's still alive. Want me to go back and finish him off?
No, just leave him there. What's that? It
sounds like thunder. That's what it is, all right. See them clouds piling up off there?
I don't know whether we better try to run off any of them cattle tonight or not.
The weather might spook them, huh?
Yeah. It's a big herd out there. Once them longhorns started stampeding, they'd be mighty hard to stop. Besides that, I need all hands. Lance and Wall ain't got back yet.
I don't suppose that kid deputy gunned them both down, do you, Mace?
Not unless he got enough of a start so he could dry gulch him.
That's just what I was thinking. Maybe we ought to ride out along the trail and find out, huh?
No. They got dry gulch, that's their hard luck. We'll go out after some of them cattle, Fox. Get the other two boys. We'll get started.
We almost catch up with them, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Look, they're stopping at the jail, Cisco. They're going to shoot it out with us.
Where is Thunder's Mace of the boys? Never mind, I'm rough. Try your guns.
Those coyotes mean business. But also, we mean business. Ride them down the hour. Count down.
Ride them down, Ogle. Go now. Ride them
down. Hey,
be careful where you point that gun, Omri. I'd like to have it pointed at me.
And you'll get these, Omri, Cisco.
I'll help you, Pancho. Come on.
See, come on. Omri, point Pancho in the nose.
Waste no more time with you, then I can help. Just about one more good punch. Oh. Yeah.
Nice work, Cisco. I'll get his guns and put the handcuffs on him.
See you, deputy.
This coyote all through, Cisco.
Wait up, Pancho. Where's the marshal, deputy?
I don't know. Unless these buzzards threw him into the jail.
We will see. Come, Pancho.
Marshal not in the office, Cisco.
Look out in the cell block, Chico. Possible they took him out there.
Come on, you blasted killers. I'll get you.
Here's the marshal, Cisco.
See.
He not sound like he dead.
No, he's not dead. No. Señor Marshal.
I'll get you.
We are not the bandito, Señor Marshal. We are the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
And Pancho.
Come on, let us go in the cell, amigo.
Yeah.
At least the banditos did not lock the cell door and take the key.
Who'd you say you were? Well, by thunder, Cisco.
Yeah.
An old butterball Pancho.
Si, Señor Marshal. Old butterball Pancho.
You're happy to find you alive, Señor. Here, let me take a look at that wound.
The wound ain't nothing, Cisco. One time I packed more lead than this in my carcass and still brought in a bank robber.
Tough, no?
Good for you, Señor Marshal. Just the same, you had better take care of that wound of yours. Pancho and I will help you to your home.
Home, nothing. I'm going after the skunks that gunned me down.
Deputy is bringing in two of them.
There's four more of them. And I heard them talking outside, saying they was going after cattle. That'll most likely be the big herd over on the mesa.
Get in there, you two. Now stay there.
Hey, better put leg irons on them, Deputy.
Sure will, Marshal. Say, I'm mighty glad to see you on your feet.
And this time I'm going to stay on them.
But, Señor Marshal, those hombres would not be foolish enough to try to rustle cattle on a night like this.
That's what they're going to do.
Cattle stampede, Pancho thing. Cattle run over them.
That's why I'm going right out there. I don't want the cattle to get them. I want to get them.
Well, it's not hard to understand, Señor Marshal, how you made such a reputation for yourself as a fighting sheriff.
See, the marshal a good fighter, no?
Look to your guns, Pancho. We are riding with the marshal.
It's going to be tough to cut out any of them cattle tonight without spooking the whole blasted herd.
That's right, miss. I'll have to take it easy.
All right, boy. Easy. Where's Harley?
He rode back to the jail. Didn't know but what Lance and Walt might have come back.
Look, Fox, I told you if they was gunned down, that was their hard luck.
Well, yeah, but I thought...
I'll do the thinking. And just to make sure you know it, I'm running things. Don't forget it.
Sure, Mace, I ain't forgetting it.
A blame fool. Only know that might spook them cattle.
It's Harley.
Hey, Mace. Walt and Lance are in jail. The old marshal's on his way out here.
The marshal? I thought I killed him.
And that ain't all. The Cisco kid's with him.
What?
The Cisco kid and that fat partner of his. I saw him starting out.
The Cisco kid's a mighty bad hombre to mix with, Mace.
Yeah, I know it. I mixed with him once over in Santa Fe. I've been waiting for the chance to get back at him ever since. Hey. I got an idea.
What's that?
They riding in from that direction, Harley?
Yeah.
Good. That'll put him into a pocket. And if we can spook all these longhorns at him from an angle...
It'll run them off over the rimrock. Come on, let's ride over behind the herd. Holly, you ride back along the trail, and when they get into the pocket, fire a signal shot. Let's go.
Storm getting in it, Cisco.
Say, we'll break in a few minutes. I cannot imagine any hombres in their right sense trying to rustle cattle on a night like this.
There's a big herd, Cisco.
Say, I would not want to be in front of them if the herd should stampede.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure those hombres rode out this way, Señor Marshal?
Heard them say they was going to, Cisco.
Well, let us stop and listen. Hold up.
Hold on. Ponch not hear nothing but cattle, Cisco.
I do not like this place we are in. Let us go this way and ride around that herd.
I figure that's a good idea, Cisco.
You are right, Señor Marshal. Those hombres are here. Madre mía. Those long horns are stampeding this way. Right, Señor Marshal. Pancho, up your ha!
Well, on the right, eh?
We're lucky if we escape that stampede, Pancho.
Here, Cisco. We're at the edge of the rimrock, too. Cattle's not stopped for nobody.
Cisco! Cisco!
Santos, hold him. Ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho. What's the matter, Cisco?
The marshal has fallen from his horse. The horse may have stepped in the gopher hole. Pancho, keep on riding. I'm going back.
You will not go back, Cisco. Those cattle killed you.
I cannot leave the marshal lying there. Ride on, Pancho. Up, Diablo, this way. Ah.
I do not with you, Cisco. Go back now.
Pancho, Madre mía. There's no need for both of us to risk our lives. Go back. Go back.
And so our friends ride directly into the face of the stampeding longhorns. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Longhorns on Stampede. Arriving in the town of Longhorn, Cisco and Pancho found that their old friend, Marshal Danforth, had been shot down by a roistering gang of rustlers. But the tough old marshal recovered quickly and insisted on riding with Cisco and Pancho out onto the mesa. Meanwhile, the rustlers, tipped off that our friends were after them, spooked the uneasy cattle. Just then, the marshal's horse threw him directly in the path of the stampeding longhorns. Now...
Pancho, I tell you, go back.
Pancho, not go back, Cisco. Pancho, help Cisco save the marshal.
We'll not take two of us, Pancho.
Pancho, go away, Cisco. Go, Cisco.
Santos, if we get out of this alive, I will have to talk to you. Señor Marshal, stand up on your feet if you can. I'll have to swing you to the saddle as I ride by. It's going to be close, Pancho.
Pancho, try to turn the stampede, Cisco. Back, you cattle, back.
No use, Pancho. You cannot stop them. Get ready, Marshal. Swing your body this way. Yep.
Cisco.
Bueno, Cisco. Pick up the Marshal.
Now, this way, Diablo. Run, ya.
Hey, Cisco. You thought I was a goner.
You're not out of danger yet. Diablo, help ya.
Go, 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 go.
Head the car this way, Cisco. The rim rock.
I think we can make it to the side. Ya, Diablo.
Logo, logo. Cattle's turn a little bit, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. There, now we are safe. Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold
up. Here, wait here for us, Señor Marshal.
What are you going to do, Cisco?
I'm going to try and turn those cattle. We cannot let them plunge over that rim rock until we can help it. Up, down, ha!
Hold up, turn the cattle.
We can only turn the leaders and start them billing, Pancho. The others will follow.
Yeah! You longhorn, turn, ya! Yeah. Hey, hey! Turn, you longhorn, turn around, you, okay?
They're turning, Pancho. Once more,
yeah, hey, hey! Marshal, Cisco.
Turn the horse, Cisco. He got out of the way of the stampede.
Bueno, Señor Marshal. Where are the riders with this herd?
Sid Graylin owns this herd. He's mighty short-handed of men right now, but I'll ride to his place and see if he can't turn out a couple of riders.
He'd better if he wants to save the herd. Pancho and I will stay here with these cattle until you return, Senor Marshal. And then we are going after those hombres who started the stampede.
I want them for another reason, too, Cisco, for gunning me down.
And Pancho wanted them to practice on the seat of the pantalones with the bullwhip, no?
You feel able, Senor Marshal. Go get those riders, and be as quick as you can.
Well, I figure that's the end of the Cisco kid, Fox.
I don't know, Mace. Them cattle turned clear over by the Rimrock.
Yeah, but they was mighty close. I believe they ran Cisco and the other two over the edge. Now, we'll go back to that jail and see about Walt and Lance.
That young deputy, if he's there. Didn't Harley say he thought he saw that deputy?
Yeah, we'll gun him down mighty quick.
But, Mace...
Well?
I figure we ought to ride over by that Rimrock. I ain't so sure but what Cisco got away.
I said we was riding to that jail, Fox. That's what we're doing. Them clouds are going to open up any minute. We'll get a regular old sod soaker. Right, there she comes now. I ain't aiming to get any wetter than I can help. After we get Walt and Lance out of jail, we'll go over to the cafe and make a night of it. Get up.
Come on.
Santo Cisco, this rain's so heavy, Pancho feel like a duck.
Si, Pancho, but there's nothing we can do about it. We must wait here for the marshal.
Pancho hope he come back soon. Pancho feel like Pancho standing under the waterfall.
Well, Chico, there's no place we can go for shelter.
Just wait out here in the rain. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Tell Pancho the riddle. Pancho like to hear a riddle. Make Pancho not think so much about the rain.
Very well, amigo. I will tell you a riddle. How do you get down off an elephant's back?
Get down off an elephant's back? That's easy, Cisco. If Pancho up on an elephant's back, and Pancho slide down the elephant's trunk.
No, Chico.
It's wrong.
That is the riddle.
Oh.
You do not get down off an elephant.
No?
You get down off a duck.
Get down off a duck? What do you mean, Cisco? Pancho doesn't understand. The duck's so small, and Pancho not get up on the duck's back in the first place. Get down off a duck?
See, Pancho. You get down off a duck. The kind of down you put in pillows.
Oh, see. Pancho know now. When Pancho want to take a siesta, and Pancho like to have a soft pillow for Pancho's head, and the pillow filled with down. Get the down from the duck and not from the elephant. It's a good riddle, Cisco.
Well, it have to pass the time, Chico. But I worry about the marshal. It's not good for him to be out in this rain.
Get down on the duck. Oh, Pancho got to remember this. What'd you say, Cisco? Huh?
I said it is not good for the marshal to be out in this rain.
Not with a bad wound, Cisco.
That is just it, Pancho. The marshal is very tough, but there is a limit to what he can stand.
The cattle's get uneasy again, Cisco.
See, but I do not think they will stampede again. Mm. Maybe they hear someone riding this way.
Pancho don't think they hear anything in this rain. And it's thunder, too.
There is the rider.
Where?
Just saw him in that flash of lightning.
Oh, it's the marshal, Cisco.
Did you get the rider, Senor Marshal?
Yes. Yeah. Sit sending a couple right out. They're right close behind me.
Bueno. Now, how about yourself, Senor Marshal? How are you feeling?
I feel fine, Cisco. Fine.
I do not like to doubt you, but I think we had better be getting to town as fast as possible, to your house.
After them coyotes are rounded up, Cisco, I ain't going home before.
Cisco, the marshal weak. He wobbling in the saddle.
See, Pancho, we'll watch him closely. I'm right by his side.
Marshal need to go to bed very quick.
See, there's a great pride, Pancho. Pride of doing the job to a finish. That is why he was such a great sheriff in his day.
Here comes the riders to look after the cattle, Cisco.
Then let us get started. We have a score to settle as soon as possible.
There's a jail, Mace. Right ahead of us.
Somebody's there, too. Light in the office, anyway.
Probably that kid deputy.
I sure hope so. Hold there. Fox, you come on with me.
Yeah, all right.
You two boys stay out here and keep watch. Just in case that Cisco kid did get away, he'll be riding back here. You can get shelter under that roof of the shed. Come on, Fox.
Hey, the deputy heard us coming. Look out the window, Mace.
Yeah, by thunder, he put out that lamp, too. Wait a minute.
What do we do now?
We'll sneak up and I'll open that door quick, and then duck back. If he fires, Fox, you shoot at the gun flash.
All right.
Come on. Now.
He ain't in there, Mace. Hear that other door close? He ran out into the cell block.
Come on, then. We'll go get him. Hey, boys. Get around back of the jail and keep watch. Deputy may try to get away through the back.
Right, Mace. Right.
Follow me, Fox.
All right.
Keep your guns handy.
I got them.
Darker than the bottom of a mill pond in here.
Want to take a chance and light the lamp?
Are you crazy? We'll find him in the dark. We'll feel our way to him, Fox. Here's the cell block door. Hey, Walt. Lance, you in there?
Yeah.
We'll have you out in no time. After we kill this deputy.
Come on and get me, you coyotes.
That's just what we're going to do. Starting right now. Take it easy, Fox. No rush about this. That flash of lightning. There he is down at the end of this corridor. He's got to stay there. There ain't any other place he can go. Open up again, Fox.
Sure will.
No!
Got him.
You murderers!
Yeah, we kind of got you now, eh, Deputy? As soon as that lightning flashes again, we'll get a real bead on you and finish you off.
And there's the lightning. Just enough for me to see you, hombre.
And I'll take this one, Cisco, and fire gun boxes.
Oh. There's nobody for Pancho to take.
All right, Cisco. If you want to fight, you'll sure get it.
See, perhaps you will get some of it too, hombre.
Pancho, that you see nothing.
There's two more of the coyotes out back of the jail.
Come on, Pancho. We've changed it in.
Just one more flash of lightning, and there it is. Time enough to aim for your jaw.
Hombre.
That should hold you for a moment or two. You all right, Deputy?
Yeah, sure, Cisco. One of their bullets just winged me. I'll get a mask lighted so we can see what we're doing. There. Now I'll go into the office and light the lamp.
Just a moment till I get these guns. There, now. I'll go out and help the Marshal and Pancho.
All right, Pancho. I got both the critters now.
Sounds like they don't need help, Cisco.
You take care of those two hombres back there, Deputy. Meanwhile, I will bring in the two other prisoners. Because now, whether he wants to or not, the marshal is going home to bed and get a well-deserved rest. How are you feeling now, Senor Marshal?
Me? Why, I'm fine, Cisco, fine. That is nonsense, that doc keeping me in bed this way.
See, of course.
All that wound do is kill almost any other, senor.
He's kept me in bed now for 3 days, and says I gotta stay here a week more. Bless it all.
Well, at least in the tone of your voice, you are getting better.
I tell you, I was all right, Cisco.
Why, certainly you were.
When I was younger, I took 10 bullets and kept on after... Oh, shucks. Listen to me bragging.
If any man has a right to brag, you have, Senor Marshal.
Nobody likes to hear it.
Pancho do.
Yeah, that's right nice of you, Pancho. Would you two do me a favor?
Just name it.
Would you hang around the town till I'm up and about again? My deputy's a mighty good boy, but he's a mite green, and if you was here to back him up...
Of course we will stay.
Yes, Cisco, see a pretty señorita on the street this morning.
Pancho.
And she smiled at Cisco, too.
Now, here, Pancho.
Of course we say, Señor Marshal. We stay for you, but that señorita with smile at Cisco helps some, too, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Do you remember when we waiting out in the mesa in the rain for the marshal to come back?
Si, I remember, Chico.
Do you remember the riddle to Pancho? But how do you not get down off the elephant? Do you get down off the duck?
Si. I'm glad you remember the riddle, Pancho. Perhaps you can tell it to someone else one of these days.
Yeah, Pancho remember this. Tell a good riddle about the duck. Poor little duck. Poor little duck.
Why do you say that, Pancho? Poor little duck.
Oh, this duck Pancho thinking about just a little teeny-weeny baby duck. He just hatched from the egg, Cisco.
Oh, a very small duck, Chico.
A very small duck. Would you like to hear a little, Cisco?
Yeah, amigo. If you have one, I would like to hear.
Pancho got one about a little baby duck. Cisco, you know why the little baby duck walks softly?
Why the little duck walks softly?
Uh-huh.
No, Chico, I do not know. Why does the little duck walk softly?
Because the little baby duck cannot walk. Hardly.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lack.